with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting there are new details surrounding the arrest of a notorious Mexican cartel leader and an alleged accomplice in the U.S.
A cartel leader, Ismael El Mayo Zambada, and the son of El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, were arrested after they stepped off a private plane in El Paso, Texas. A source tells the Associated Press Zambada was tricked into flying to Texas, thinking he was going somewhere else. Attorney General Merrick Garland
took into custody in El Paso two more alleged leaders of the Sinaloa cartel, one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world.
Zambada was already presented in federal court, pleading not guilty to drug trafficking charges. I'm Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress is about to launch hearings into why more pro-Hamas demonstrators were not arrested in Washington during Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address on Wednesday. On the Salem Media Group news program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Johnson says vandalism and violence were out of control in our nation's capital.
Those protesters went out there, not only ripped down and burned the American flags off of Union Station, which is just, as you know, like a block and a half from Capitol Hill. They also spray painted and defaced our monuments. They painted Hamas messages and profanity. It was just outrageous. It is not a First Amendment expression to destroy public property.
The entire interview with Speaker Johnson will air on This Week on the Hill, beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday on the Salem News Channel. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 654 points, the Nasdaq rose 176, with the S&P 500 index up by 59. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is preparing for his final two international trips of 2024.
The popular evangelist is set to preach the gospel in Naples, Italy on September 14th and will do the same in Can Tho, Vietnam on December 3rd and 4th. The latter trip is especially impressive given the fact that for many decades, the communist government in Vietnam wouldn't let anybody preach the gospel anywhere. Graham has been globetrotting all year, having already held festivals in Mexico, Poland, and the United Kingdom. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There are concerns about religious freedom in Venezuela. The Constitution there guarantees freedom of religion and dictates that everyone has the right to express their beliefs on the condition that its practice does not violate public morality, decency, or public order. However, religious groups say they are punished for criticizing President Nicolas Maduro, his friends, or his policies. This is SRN News. Typhoon Gaimi has made landfall in mainland China after wreaking havoc in Taiwan and the Philippines.
Winds have now eased after reaching the Chinese mainland, but hundreds of thousands of people have been moved to safer areas as a precaution. Transport connections are down in parts of southeastern China, although this typhoon has been downgraded today. Fears remain that heavy rain could still push into China, causing flooding similar to that which followed Typhoon Doksuri last year, which wrecked the rice crop as far away as the country's northeast.
BBC correspondent Stephen McDonald reporting. Finance ministers from leading rich and developing nations have agreed to strive toward effectively taxing the super rich. They said they seek to engage cooperatively to ensure that ultra-high net worth individuals are effectively taxed. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.